Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 17th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's pivotal story is the first human dose of an epigenetic reprogramming drug, a genuine milestone in longevity medicine. A major Nature Medicine study shows that plasma proteins can now pinpoint which of your cell types are aging fastest, previewing organ-level biological clocks from a single blood draw. A 20-year JAMA trial delivers a clear verdict. Intensive lifestyle change cuts multimorbidity risk by 25% in prediabetes, while metformin falls short. And new research finds that feeling lonely accelerates cognitive decline more powerfully than being objectively isolated. From the research desk. The headline, first human dosed with epigenetic reprogramming drug in landmark longevity trial. According to Business Insider, Life Biosciences, a Boston biotech linked to David Sinclair's foundational research, has administered the first human dose of a cellular rejuvenation drug, the first FDA-cleared clinical trial of epigenetic reprogramming in humans. This is the one to read today. A blood test can now estimate the biological age of 40-plus individual cell types. From Nature Medicine. A landmark study in Nature Medicine demonstrates that plasma proteomics, measuring thousands of proteins in a single blood sample, can estimate the biological age of more than 40 distinct cell types throughout the body. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. Feeling lonely accelerates cognitive decline faster than actual social isolation. From Neuroscience News, new research finds that the subjective experience of loneliness, not objective social isolation, is a more powerful driver of cognitive impairment and shortened lifespans in older adults. In supplement news, common amino acid supplement linked to shorter lifespans in men. From Aging US, a study published in Aging US found that men with higher circulating levels of tyrosine, an amino acid found in many pre-workout and cognitive support supplements, face significantly shorter lifespans. The next NAD plus frontier, block its breakdown, don't just boost it. From Nutritional Outlook. Emerging science presented at a major NAD plus metabolism conference is shifting the conversation from simply raising NAD plus levels with NMN or NR to preventing its degradation, and the CD38 enzyme is the central target. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.